The WPKY Saturday Morning Quarterback Show is on the air on 1580, 103.3 WPKY and WPKYonline.com. Time to take a look back at last night's Caldwell game. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
The Caldwell County Tiger football team had the week off, but we're not taking the week off on Saturday Morning Quarterback. We're here at McDonald's this morning. Caldwell County football coaches Aaron McClung, Bradley Stallings, and Jeff Riley all with us from McDonald's today. Caldwell County 5-2, 2-1 in district play, getting ready for another district game next Thursday at Tiger Stadium as Todd County Central comes into town. And Bradley, we had a week off now for fall break week, but now we got a short week as we try to get ready for Todd County Central.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're looking at, but I think we've prepared for that. You know, we knew going into this several weeks ago that this game was switched, so you know, it doesn't come as any surprise, but I guess coming off a fall break and all of us being able to prepare, that's kind of helped a little bit.
Yeah, Jeff, what do we know about Todd County Central coming in Thursday night for senior night?
Well, what we know is I watched a little film, and I know they like to run a bunch of different wing T looking stuff. So that's what I know. I don't know about these other two guys. I think you know, they've struggled a little bit this year. They've had a tough role. They haven't played real well. So you know, I think if we'll come out and you know take care of our business, we should be okay. But you know, you can't overlook anybody, and you got to give the game credit and give your opponent credit. And our kids done a good job doing that all year. So I think this won't be any different.
Should be a lot of positives around the program right now with a 5-2 record, 2-1 in district play, and not just positives, but as you looked at the last three games of the regular season, still a whole lot to play for.
There is. There's a lot to play for. There's a lot of good games left. We got lots of good opponents left. We need to finish out our district schedule and do our best to try to get a home playoff game, and then you know finish the season at a really good Murray team and kind of see where we stand there and find out you know if things go well, who we host or where we go, and get ready to go for the playoffs.
So Caldwell County, again, at 5-2, 2-1 overall. We're going to take a break here on Saturday Morning Quarterback. We'll be back with more after this on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights, Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout-out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
Ready for road trips, school runs, or a weekend in the city? Trice Hughes has just what you need. Check out their huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Chevrolet, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles, all ready for your next adventure. Their friendly team treats you like family from the second you walk in and keeps you rolling with top-notch service every visit. Cruise into Trice Hughes in Princeton, where the perfect ride and true care come together for every journey.
School is in session, which means sniffles and sore throats are too. But Princeton Drug makes it simple. Feeling sick? Just pull up to our drive-thru and get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. No appointment needed. It's only $40 for testing, and if you need medication, our pharmacists can prescribe it right there in the drive-thru. You'll leave with your results, a prescription, and a school or work note all in about 20 minutes without leaving your car. Stay ahead of sick days. Stop by Princeton Drug's drive-thru and get back to what matters.
It's volleyball time, Caldwell County.
I'm Sue Stone, and I want to invite you to join me for all of your Caldwell County volleyball coverage on WPKY.
Join Sue Stone and the WPKY Sports Edge team October 14th at 7 p.m. as the Lady Tigers take on Crittenden County live from the CAV. Your home for Caldwell County Lady Tiger volleyball.
Caldwell County volleyball is on WPKY.
Don't miss your chance to play WPKY's This or That. Weekday mornings, Tess gives you the contestants. Then it's your turn to text your favorite to 270-963-9038. On Fridays, someone will win a prize just for voting.
Hello.
Hey, Heath, it's Tess. Of course, we're playing This or That this week, and it's Aerosmith against the Rolling Stones.
Aerosmith.
Yeah! I mean, don't get me wrong, there is no wrong answer. You could have said the Stones and win at the same time, but you're my weekly winner, my man.
Thank you very much.
Who just made you a winner?
WPKY.
WPKY's This or That, only on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Yes, that's it all.
We are at McDonald's in Princeton this morning for Saturday morning quarterback. Tiger coaches Aaron McClung, Jeff Riley, and Bradley Stallings all with us on the show. And we had the break this week, so maybe a good time to look back at what has happened so far this season. The Tigers opened the year over at Morton's Gap with a 31-20 win over Hopkins County Central. And guys, looking back, that was a big win for us. At the time, you know, going into the season, Bradley, you never really know what everybody's going to have. And it was good to go on the road and pick up that season opening win.
I think an open game win is always a good win. You know, looking back on it and seeing where we are now versus then, I think you got to look back and think it was a little ugly offensively. But anytime you can come out with a win in your first game is good, because both teams, you know, even though you've had two scrimmages, it's new territory. Yeah. You can't simulate game atmosphere. You can't simulate game speed. And, you know, always somebody's holding something back that they haven't showed in a scrimmage, one of their main offensive formations and their you know, their go-to stuff. So, you know, yeah, when we come out of there with a win, especially on the road, yeah, with a win, it's a good win.
Yeah, Jeff, it's always kind of difficult to start the season on the road, but that was a nice win. Hopkins County Central has struggled a little bit as of late with some injuries and some number problems, but at the time it looked like, you know, they were going to be a team to be reckoned with. They had some nice skill players, and they had some big guys up front that I was kind of impressed with when we played them back in the opener.
Yeah, I think that, I don't know, whatever's – they just haven't been able to put it together like we thought they would. I didn't think they played bad at all against us. I think, you know, we got after them some and took advantage of some mistakes that they made. But we kind of left the game thinking if they get a chance to clean some things up, that they had a chance to have a pretty good year. And it just hadn't really worked out that way. So, you know, sometimes, you know, the fit in your program and the momentum of things going and the positivity happens. And if you don't get a couple wins under your belt early, that kind of goes away and, you know, makes it more difficult to turn the thing around. And maybe what's going on, I don't really know what's going on, but I hope, you know, I hope for their sake they can kind of put it together and have a good end part of the year. But, you know, now this time of year, you know, injuries, you know, if you start getting in, you don't have a lot of depth, it makes it difficult to try to get on the winning track.
Then we played Marshall County, the home opener the following week, and picked up a 30-28 win. And Bradley, a two-point conversion was never bigger than in that one.
Yeah, it wasn't. And, you know, that was another good win against a bigger school. You know, and they've played some really good games since then. You know, again, I think those first two games, when you look back, I know Coach McClung and I spent a lot of time, you know, looking back and talking and different games. When you go back and look, especially fall break, we've had time to do that. You know, the first two games, I don't think we really clicked offensively. You know, we were trying to figure some stuff out. And, you know, our defense did a heck of a job in both of those games. You know, had coming up with big stops, scoring points. Special teams played big in that game too. You know, and when you look back at that game, you know, you think Cam Wilson had a very big game. Had some very big plays, but when you go back and look at that game, there was also a lot of kids that had a lot of unsung moments in that, that came up with stops and defensive plays or came up with some offensive plays. So, again, those first two wins were big. I think Marshall County, you know, anytime you can beat a school, you know, like that, bigger. And, you know, they've gotten a lot better this year. They're much improved. They've gotten better every year. So, since that new coach has been there. So, that was a good win for us.
Yeah, let's bring Coach McClung in on this. And, Coach, it was a big win over Marshall County, especially at the time, always playing a larger school. And they were just coming off a win over Crittenden County.
Yeah, that's you know, we share some common opponents, so it's good to play somebody that you're playing an opponent that you're going to face down the road. So, yeah, it was good to beat them. You know, being from Graves County, that was a big rivalry game for us. So yeah. I enjoy beating Marshall County anytime we can. And you know, they're an improving football program. And, you know, they had a big size advantage, but I feel like our kids played hard and had some really cool moments in the game. You know, we scored a touchdown right before half. That was really big. And you know, I think that contributed to a lot of the momentum we've had this year. You know, our defense played well. And, you know, we play a lot of people that are bigger than us. And that was another game where we had to overcome a size disadvantage. And I thought the kids did a great job.
Just getting off to a 2-0 start, though, has to be a big momentum boost for the team.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it definitely is. You know, getting early momentum in a football season is super important. And, that went a long way, you know, to getting us to where we want to be. And that, I think that positive momentum, you know, has helped us this year. You know, we know we can be a good football team if we come out and play and beat a team like Marshall County. And, you know, if RPI ever comes into effect, that may help our RPI beating a 5A school. So,
well, and you talk about important games, but when you're looking at a football schedule, they all become important because you've only got 10 regular season games. Yeah. So there's not really a whole lot of bounce back opportunities if you get into a little slump.
Yeah, it's hard to believe we're already 7 in. Yeah. It's really hard to fathom that we're already 7 games into the season. And, you know, weather's starting to cool off and starting to get closer to a lot of really important football games. You know, Todd County is not one of the stronger opponents we face this year, but it's a district game, and it's a game, you know, we got to go out and take care of business. And then before we play Crittenden County the next week, and, you know, we want to win out the rest of the district, lock up that number 2 seed, lock up another home game, and, you know, give us 7 home games for the season. That's pretty good for our athletic department, pretty good for our gates. So
I know Jeff likes that.
Yeah, he does.
So we got the 30-28 win over Marshall County. Like I said, a safety kind of figured into that one pretty big. And then Union County came to town, and we ended up dropping that one 46-22. But Coach McClung, you guys have talked about how that game actually helped you guys a little bit.
Well, you know, Union is a good – they're good. Yeah. They're a good football team. You know, they were state runner-up last year in 3A, and, you know, they returned some really good kids and had a lot of seniors. You know, they had a lot of seniors last year, and they had a lot of seniors this year, and really those last two classes are what carried them to the state championship, and they graduated a bunch of kids. I mean, I think every kid that touched the ball against us is a senior for them. And so they had a lot of experience, and they're real physical, you know, bigger than us. We never really got going offensively in the game enough to keep them off the field. The time possession was ridiculous. Defense struggled getting off the field in third and fourth downs, and they just kept the ball away from us. And, you know, it was a long night, but the kids persevered through it, and we played tough, and we played better. We played it better after that game. So, you know, I want to win them all, but – you know, you got to learn from your losses. And I think that we did. And I think in the long run, it's probably helped us become a better football team. And I wish we could play them again. You know, I think if we played them again, it might be a little different story. But, you know, that they're not in our class. And I wish them the best and hope they have a good season.
Yeah, Jeff, whenever you look at a football game, you can always find a handful of plays that kind of turn things. And, you know, 46-22 looks like a big Union County win, but if you go back, we had them in third and long a couple of times and just couldn't get off the field. And I think two of their touchdowns actually came on fourth down passes. So, like I said, the football game is, you know, 48 minutes long, but sometimes you go back and just 3 or 4 plays can completely change the complexion of a game.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you, you know, it's just about executing in the right moment sometimes. And, you know, unfortunately for us, we didn't get it done that night, but they, you know, like Coach said, you go back and you put the film on and you talk to the kids and you show them, you know, where things can be better, and you show them that you're probably not a 20 point, you know, they're probably not 20 points better than you all the time, even though they got you that night. But, you know, you have to take it in stride, and the kids have done a really good job of being positive and bouncing back and learning the things that they need to learn. And, you know, I think it absolutely helped us. The kids talked about all week about, you know, offensive lines and how good this, you know, the defensive line kids. And I was like, well, you're going to be hard-pressed to find a better offensive line than we did versus Union County. And, you know, it's not a district game, and you play quality competition to kind of get you ready for that kind of stuff. And, you know, of course, there were times in the game Friday night we didn't play as well as we wanted to. But, you know, you look at kind of the physicality that Mayfield bring, I don't know that they were any more physical up front than what Union County was. And I think, you know, from a D-line coach standpoint and watching our D-line kids, I think they took some confidence and you know, just understanding that, you know, we've handled some physical opponents and they may have got the better of us, but, you know, we're going to be better because of it. And I think you could see that at times on film versus Mayfield.
We came back from the Union County setback, though, and won 3 straight. And Coach McClung, I thought the offense kind of started to find itself a little bit in that Webster County game.
They played real well, and we've really started to pick it up on offense, throwing the ball and running the ball and making big plays. I think the offensive line has really gelled together, and, you know, believe it or not, I didn't think they played terrible against Mayfield. We just didn't make it, get enough first downs. But I felt like kids played. You know, they're really good. I mean, they're number three in the state, and they're really good on defense. And I didn't feel like they got as overwhelmed as much as we did last year. I thought that last year that they had some kids that we really struggled to block, and I didn't feel like that this year. But they're really good as a team defense, and you know, that's something that, you know, we can watch that film and realize that. That we still got a ways to go. We still got work to put in if we're gonna play at that level, and that is our goal, to play with teams like that. So, you know, we're gonna keep working and keep trying to improve, and you know, hopefully we'll get there sooner than later.
Yeah, we had the big win at Webster, then beat Trigg County 47-22, knocked off Fort Campbell 49-12, and Bradley, the Webster County game, did we kind of go a little faster on offense? Did we pick up the tempo a little bit in that game? Is that kind of where our offense kind of got on that run there? Because, you know, for three games there, we're averaging 50 points a game.
Right. I think the answer to that is kind of yes.
Yeah.
The game kind of dictated that, though, too. I mean, the way that we were moving the ball, and we were able to move the ball. But, yes, that's something that we had sat down and talked about, kind of picking up the pace of our offense a little bit. And trying to get more of a flow and a rhythm. I think it did help that game.
You know, after we beat Webster County, we kind of looked at those next two games, Trigg County and Fort Campbell, like they were going to be really competitive games. We thought the teams were fairly even, but you guys kind of came out and took care of those games by halftime, I think.
You know, offensively speaking, I think the way that we came out, probably the best game we've came out and actually, you know, got after a little bit on the offensive end and went fast and scored, probably was that Trigg County game. You know, I think they scored first. They got the ball first, if I'm correct, and scored. And then we came back and scored real quick on them. And after that, you know, our kids kind of – we started rolling. And, you know, we did – the tempo kind of picked up a little bit. So – that game, I was really proud. The Fort Campbell game, you know, I mean, I think all you can say about that is our defense kind of ambushed them. And, yeah. I mean, and after we got that onside kick and then continued to score. I think it took those first two, maybe three games. You know, the Union County game was stout. You know, Coach McClung talked about the Mayfield game a while ago about the offensive line not doing bad. I didn't think we did real bad against Union. We just couldn't connect. Yeah. There was things there. We just, you know, give Union County credit. You know, their defense, you know, kept us from connecting on things that were there, both run and pass, and kept us off the field. And like Aaron said, it was kind of like, you know, we didn't get enough first downs to sustain drives. So I think when we came back, the Webster County game helped. The Trigg County and Fort Campbell game kind of got us rolling a little bit.
Yeah, Fort Campbell, again, going into it, Coach McClung, it kind of looked like it was a fairly even matchup, and they had some kids that we were a little worried about as far as playmakers, but you guys got some early touchdowns, and once you got on that roll, you just kind of continued.
Well, one thing I really liked about the Trigg and the Fort Campbell game is, you know, they both have – two or three really good athletes. And in both those games, we immediately took those guys out of the game and just overwhelmed those teams. And, you know, I think that says a lot about us as a team is, you know, if you're going to beat us, it's going to take more than two or three star guys. You're not just going to be able to hand the ball to one or two guys and expect us to not be able to stop them. And I think in both those games, we did a great, you know, those guys are on those teams are really good. And we did a good job of keeping them contained and, you know, and neither of them could stop us. So, you know, I'm really happy with those games. I felt like that we played pretty close to perfect games and made the kids feel good and winning those district games and getting them out of the way, getting those games out of the way, lock up playoff spots early, help us. And you know, we're just really focused on these last two district games and getting ready to go to playoffs.
So that got us off to a 5-1 start. Then Mayfield came to town, and we knew Mayfield was going to be good. But looking back, were there some things we could do to maybe – close that gap a little bit against the Cardinals?
Well, you know, we needed offensive success early. You know, I took the ball first in that game. We won the toss and I took the ball. And one of the reasons why I did that is because I wanted our kids to be on offense when they're fresh. And, you know, they're really good. And, you know, if you don't get going early, And then they do, and they score some points early, and you're playing from two or three touchdowns behind. It's really hard to get back in the game against a good team. You know, I know the score looked really bad, and, you know, they whipped us, but, you know, they're not that much better than us. They're better than us, but they're not that much better than us. It's just one of those things where, you know, when you get behind, you start taking chances and trying to make things happen. And you know, we just really needed to have the first, second drives be really good. And they just played good defense, and they were able to shut us down. So, you know, that's how those games go sometimes. When you're playing a really good opponent, you got to play mistake-free football to give yourself a chance late in the game. And I feel like if we would have got going and had some bunch of first downs and scored a couple touchdowns in the first half, we would have been right there. But it didn't happen. And, you know, we know we need to improve. And hopefully the kids will come back with a positive attitude, and we'll get back to work on getting to that.
We knew Mayfield would be pretty good offensively with a lot of people back, but I'm not sure I realized before the game how quick defensively they were all over the field. But when you play somebody like that, and we mentioned the Union County loss helped us, what can you take from that Mayfield game moving forward to get better?
Well, you know, I didn't feel like we were scared of them physically. I felt like that we were really flying around and physically trying to match them. I didn't feel like the kids were intimidated. You know, they were just executing their offense and defense better. You know, they're well coached, and they got good athletes, and they got physical kids. And, you know, our effort was there. You know, kids are playing hard. Kids are scrapping with them. You know, it's not like we were just hanging our heads. And you know, they're just a really good football team, and they're what we want to be. You know, we want to do things. We want to play with them on the football field and do other things better than them, as far as character-wise. And you know, hopefully, we can watch them and realize that we got a lot of work to do to get better at football. But also, there are things that they do that we don't want to do. We want to get better at and be better than them. And you know, we got to worry about us. Yeah. You know, that's the biggest thing. We got to worry about us. And you know, Mayfield can do whatever they want to do, but we need to focus on us, and we need to. And keep trying to work to beat them.
Yeah, Jeff, it's 5-2 this season, the Tiger record, and that's a pretty good spot to be, 2-1 in the district. And like I said, some big games coming up. But we talked a little bit about all the home games. We've had some big crowds at home this season, and except you know for the Mayfield loss, it's been a really fun year so far.
It has. It's been a great atmosphere. You know, Tiger Stadium's we've had a bunch of blue and gold there, and it's. You know, the music's playing and everything's kind of set up, and it's a fun place to be on Friday night. And you know, I didn't miss the lack of sleep last night, but I did kind of miss the atmosphere. You know, it's kind of weird being home and sitting in front of the TV on a Friday night rather than being in the stadium somewhere. But you know, I think our kids have fed off that. I think there's a positive vibe in our program right now, and you win in some games and you're getting big crowds and people are excited and talking about it. And you know, we had a setback, and you know, our kids have been really great about bouncing back, and we expect them to do that this time on Thursday night.
Those big crowds make a difference, though, because I know all those players, when they run out of that tunnel and look up at Tiger Stadium, if there's a lot of people up there, it makes a big difference.
Oh, it does. Not just the players. I mean, us as coaches, we're kind of checking the crowd as we're going in, kind of want, you know, the vibe of the game, and is there a buzz and anticipation, and the atmosphere makes it fun. It makes it fun sometimes. You know, a bit more than one time, we kind of looked up and said, well, it was a late arrival. I forgot what game it was. We were surprised, and it was just a little bit of a late arriving crowd. When the kids came out of the tunnel, it looked like they were thin, but by the time we kicked the thing off, everybody was in their seats. So it's a fun atmosphere.
Yeah, we're talking with the Tiger coaches this morning on Saturday Morning Quarterback. We are at McDonald's in Princeton, like we are every Saturday morning. Tigers were off this week, but looking forward to a big showdown with Todd County Central coming in Thursday next week. And again, this Thursday, senior night. We'll come back and talk about the seniors a little bit right after this. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Financial planning should be specific to you and your life circumstances. That is why we created InvestFB Wealth Management, a division of Farmers Bank. Hi, I'm Jeff McDaniels, InvestFB's lead financial advisor. Whether you're saving for retirement, starting a business, or planning your family's future, our individual and comprehensive approach can help you achieve your financial goals. Visit us today at our Princeton or Eddyville offices to start a conversation about your individual financial needs.
This is Daniel Ingram with H&R AgriPower. Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like the Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $5,000. Now through December 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer. Come see us at H&R AgriPower, 4900 Eagle Way, Hopkinsville.
Your local McDonald's wants you to know that they are ready to serve you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Dine-in or the drive-thru is always open, and they offer curbside pickup service. To avoid the wait in the drive-thru, you can download the McDonald's app and try curbside pickup. Stop in soon and enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at your local McDonald's. Proud to be a part of this community. McDonald's of Princeton, proud supporters of the Caldwell County Tigers.
Have you seen it? At WPKY, you asked and we listened. Our website now has upgraded features, making it easy to find what you need when you need it. Your local news edge with names you know.
I'm Tammy Hetcock.
I'm Edward Marlowe reporting for your news edge.
And voices you trust.
With your WPKY news edge, I'm Alan Weiss.
Covering the people, schools, businesses, and communities that matter to you.
For your WPKY news edge, this is George Kilgore.
Late breaking weather, local forecasts, and photos.
I'm Josh McClawson with your Ag Edge weather.
Community info and calendar, church events, and local organizations that you belong to, love, and follow.
I'm Noah Booth for Something You Should Know.
Your athletes, your teams, all covered by names you trust.
Eddie Owen here.
Scott Brown.
And faces you know.
This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com.
The info you need, the people you love. No fees, no hoops to jump through. All in one place. WPKYOnline.com.
Your best preview for Friday night's high school football games is your Sports Edge Football Friday. I'm Scott Brown. Join me as we preview the week's games, hear from the coaches, and break down what has to happen for your team to get the W. Your Sports Edge Football Friday brought to you by the Kentucky Sports Factory in Madisonville. It comes your way this week at 5:30 on your home for the Tigers, WPKY, 103.3 FM, and on the free WPKY app. Know before you go and impress your friends with your football knowledge. It's your Sports Edge Football Friday on WPKY.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
We are at McDonald's in Princeton this morning for Saturday Morning Quarterback. Kiowa County football coaches Aaron McClung, Bradley Stallins, and Jeff Riley with us on the show this morning. Kiowa County with a bye week during fall break week, but the Tigers back at it on Thursday against Todd County Central. And Coach McClung, a rare Thursday game for us. We talked a little bit about how that came about. The Todd County Central date kind of bounced back and forth a couple of times on us. It was there. It was here. It was Friday. It was Thursday.
Yeah, it's been through it. I think on the schedule cards we put out, it's listed as a away game, but it's a home game. And, you know, we were asked to move a game by the officials, and we looked at the schedule and games we wanted to move, and thought this would be a good game to go ahead and move to a Thursday night. And, you know, coming off fall break, kids should be rested, and we'll have a short week and play on Thursday. And, you know, we need to have a good game. It's senior night, and let them play their last regular season game and get a big win and hopefully get ready for the next one.
Yeah, we talked earlier about how the season has just flown by, and here we are. We're talking about senior night next week.
Yeah, it's crazy. It doesn't seem like – I mean, it seems like the season just started. And, you know, hopefully the kids will realize that and realize that if you want to keep playing, you got to really work hard and study from week to week to make sure that you don't trip up. You really need to get – this time of the year, you really need to be getting better every week. And you know, that's what we're going to try to do.
Yeah, Jeff, and maybe Bradley can get in on this too. Anytime you have some success, whatever sport, typically you have good senior leadership on your team for high schools.
Oh, for sure. And that is 100% the case for us this year. I think, that senior class has kind of seen some highs and lows, and, you know, there's some kids that have stuck it out. And, you know, they kind of set the tone. They set the tone in the throughout the year. I think they've kind of come in and they've worked hard. They've done their due diligence in the weight room, and they've kind of, you know, they've held people accountable, and they're doing the little things right. They're cleaning up after themselves. They're yes sir, no sir. They're trying to execute. They're learning, and you know, they're coming in and trying to do everything we ask them to do. And I think that's probably the biggest key to our success is the fact that we've got a group of seniors that have taken upon themselves to make sure that things are done the right way. And you know, we want to try to win the right way, and they've done a good job of that. And I think that even reflects when you don't win, because then they just understand that there's still a right and wrong way to go about doing things, and they just kind of come back and get back to work, and that's how you set yourself up for the next one.
Yeah, Bradley, you've seen that even with baseball in the past. If you've got that strong senior class, it kind of makes everything a little easier on the coaches to get things done.
It helps. Yeah. When your leaders lead in the right direction, that's the mark of a good team. A lot of these seniors, they've been through a lot of downs, and now they're you know, kind of building this program back up. So many of them have stuck it out, and not only stuck it out, but been leaders through the whole process, even when they weren't seniors. A lot of leadership is leading by example, you know, showing up in January and February and March when other people are doing other things. So, you know, this senior class has done a good job of that, the ones that have stuck with it, and, you know, they've led us off the field a lot as well as on the field.
I know none of us likes to rehash the past a whole lot, but Coach McClung, we were 1-10 two seasons ago. These guys are 5-2 now, and it's basically the same kids.
It is. You know, I think a lot of the people in this area, when we went 1-10, thought that we were just going to be like that from now on. I think some of the people, some of our rivals thought, well, they, you know, Caldwell County is just not very good, and they're probably not going to be good the next year. And, you know, I think that's why some people were willing to put us on the schedule, and our schedule changed. And, I wasn't going to be happy with that, settle with that. I knew this football program was better than 1-10. And, you know, that was just a part of the learning and growing process of was going through that year. And Caldwell County football goes back a lot farther than me, and they've been playing football in this community for a long time, and they've won a bunch of games, and, you know, they've had some ups and downs, but the people that thought that we were just going to keep repeating seasons like that were sadly mistaken, because these kids, we got good football players here. We got hardworking people, and we weren't going to settle for that. And, you know, the program, I feel like, has made a nice progression from that season, winning a playoff game the next year, and we're sitting in 5-2, 2 years removed from that, and we're really looking to win several more games. And, you know, and looking ahead, I think next year, you know, we'll have 18 seniors. We'll have a class of 18 seniors or more, hopefully. And, you know, I think there's big things in the future for Caldwell County football. And, you know, you can really look back at that 1-10 season, and, you know, you may look at it. You may look at it one or two ways. You may look at it as a terrible season, or you may look at it as that's the reason that this team is where it was, because those kids got that experience of going through that season and decided that's not who they were.
Every team has its ups and downs, though. Every school has ups and downs. So in 1998, we went 14-1 and won a state championship. And some people might not remember, Bradley, the next year we were 2-9. So kids come and go, and you have to build and then rebuild.
You do. And, you know, that's something that we talk about quite often. When you're a county school, and you're the only school in the county, you know, you're not an independent school in a big county, it makes a difference, and you're going to have ebbs and flows, and that's part of it. That's just something we have to stick with. You know, that's always been a trend here. You know, you look back, you know, I look back on some of the coaches, you know, I played for with, you know, Coach Gates, and, you know, there were ups and downs in his runs too, you know. So it's just part of it, and you just stick it out, and, you know, you battle along with the kids, and you believe in the kids, and, you know, our job as coaches is to get them to play to their full potential, whatever that might be. And so, you know, when they come out and they play hard on Friday nights, and they practice hard Monday through Thursday, and they wear the blue and the gold and represent it you know, the way that it should be represented. You know, you can kind of walk off the field with your head held high, you know. So we have had ups and downs, and, you know, as a coaching staff, you know, we've all been together for a long time now, and, you know, we've been through some ups and downs.
Yeah.
So I'm happy for these kids that stuck with it and stuck it out and continued to bust their butt, you know, in the off season. And, you know, to be quite honest, tuned out some things that they had heard and just loved to be around each other and play the game of football and continue to play and continue to strive and continue to put in the work. And, you know, hopefully they continue to see a little bit of the fruits of their labor in that. And, you know, that's more than a football lesson. That's a life lesson, I think. So,
well, and when you start talking about sports seasons, and we all want to win a championship. I mean, that's everybody's ultimate goal. But just because you didn't win a championship in a season doesn't mean that it wasn't a successful season.
Correct. That's true, you know, and that's a very true statement. It doesn't feel that way. I remember as a player, it doesn't feel that way at first.
Yeah.
You know, but then when you step away from it for a while,
loss is always
tough. No matter where it is, you know, I think all of us here could probably tell the stories of our last high school football game.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, you still those feelings still kind of come into you a little bit. But I think that's just because you cared about it so much. You put in so much time and effort. And, you know, I was watching something, the Swamp Kings. I don't know if you've seen that or not. It's a couple years old, but it's about the Florida teams that Urban Meyer coached. And that's one of the things Tim Tebow said. He said, most people don't understand this because they're not willing to put in the time and the effort and stuff. And when it ends, it hurts. When it doesn't go your way, it hurts. And that's why it does hurt. So, you know, I think that last loss, no matter how it is going to hurt. But there's only one team that ends in a win.
Yeah.
And that's why that is so great. When you do win that championship, it is a great feeling. So, you know, it's the process, I think.
Yeah, Coach McClung, I'll let you talk about that a little bit too, because that is one of those deals. And we all want to put that championship up there, whether it's a district championship or regional or state. But that's not always how you determine how successful your season was.
Well, you know, that's the awesome thing about football. And if you're a real football person, you understand that. And that's why I think football is the greatest sport ever invented, is because you really have to go out and persevere and struggle through tough seasons. And most of the time, you're not going to end the season as a champion. You know, there's only six teams in the state of Kentucky that can say they're champions at the end of the season. But that doesn't mean that every other team didn't accomplish something during the year. You know, I don't have to even think back that far. You know, if you just look at our record, you may say we didn't have a successful season, but we played the same schedule we did the year before, and that went 1-10, and we won five games, and we went on the road and won a playoff game. And I think that's a successful season, and I think those kids would tell you the same thing. We played an extremely tough schedule and got that third seed to the playoffs and went and won a playoff game, and that meant a lot. And I think those kids would tell you that they learned a lot in that season and it got a lot better, and that they remember a lot of things about that season that they're going to use to build on in their lives going forward. And, you know, if you can't handle tough seasons, you probably don't need to be involved in football, especially as a coach. I mean, I learned at a young age from my dad that, you know, you have tough breaks. And I mean, I remember games in Little League that we lost that we learned from and came back and got better. And I mean, I'm a Cleveland Browns fan, Todd. I'm no stranger to tough seasons, you know, and that's part of the reason why I like football. You know, I like the struggle. I like to have to fight for what you want. It's not easy. There's nothing easy about football, but it's fun. If you relish the challenge of going out and competing against significant odds, then it's the sport for you. It's a physical sport, but it's demanding. But it's also very rewarding to go out and fight and try to win games.
Well, as a Kentucky Wildcat football fan, I feel your pain sometimes. Yeah. And, Jeff, we all have teams we root for that don't always come through the way we wish they would.
It's fun to be a fan, isn't it? I mean, that's one of the things we can do, is we can sit and be fans. And I think all of us here are football fans, and we all get to experience the game from that point of view too. So I think that's a super fun thing to do. And I think that's kind of where most of our most of our first love for the game comes from probably sitting in front of watching the TV or something like that. Then you wait till you're, you know, old enough to put on the helmet, and then you get to go play a little bit, and then you, your perspective changes a little bit, and then you, you know, you're always a fan, but then you get to see it from another point of view, and you know, you get to continue to play. And you know, I tell kids all the time, just play as long as somebody, until somebody tells you you can't play anymore. And, you have the rest of your life to be a fan, but you can, you only have a, you have a small window to be a player. And so hopefully that all that stuff sparks our passion for this game. And I think that's one of the reasons why this game is so big, is people just kind of, they gravitate to it. Just like today, it's going to be huge. Everybody's going to be huge, and everybody's going to root for somebody tomorrow. And the reason that the Super Bowl is one of the top events, and the, you know, you look at the top 10 shows on TV after the end of the season when they're streaming, or the top 145 or 50 are going to be football games. Yeah. And that's, you know, we're just, Americans love football. And I think part of the stuff you talked about here is the reason why.
This is Saturday Morning Quarterback. We're at McDonald's this morning. Guys, did you guys know that Monopoly is back at McDonald's?
Yeah, you can win food.
Yeah, you can win food, right?
I won food.
You won food this
morning.
I won
food.
So. You know, you walk in and all you see is Monopoly things on the wall. So Monopoly is back at McDonald's. We're back at McDonald's this morning for a Saturday Morning Quarterback. Tigers off this week, but Todd County Central coming to town next Thursday. We need to get to a break. We'll come back with more from McDonald's right after this on 1580 103.3
WPKY. Hey, sports fans, you wouldn't want your favorite sports team to play only offense or defense. When it comes to insurance, why settle for someone that can handle only your auto policy? At Goodwin Insurance, they take care of all your insurance needs. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Imagine owning your own slice of Kentucky paradise. Ranch and Farm Auctions, in cooperation with Whitetail Properties, present 580 acres in Crittenden County. Rich farmland, rolling timber, a cozy cabin, a sparkling lake, and top-notch hunting ground all in one place. Bidding happens on November 5th at 3 o'clock with 7 diverse tracks available. Bid in person at Foes Hall in Marion or at ranchandfarmauctions.com. Invest in the outdoors. Your future starts with Whitetail Properties.
Ready for road trips, school runs, or a weekend in the city? Trice Hughes has just what you need. Check out their huge selection of new and certified pre-owned Chevrolet, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles, all ready for your next adventure. Their friendly team treats you like family from the second you walk in and keeps you rolling with top-notch service every visit. Cruise into Trice Hughes in Princeton, where the perfect ride and true care come together for every journey.
School is in session, which means sniffles and sore throats are too. But Princeton Drug makes it simple. Feeling sick? Just pull up to our drive-thru and get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. No appointment needed. It's only $40 for testing, and if you need medication, our pharmacists can prescribe it right there in the drive-thru. You'll leave with your results, a prescription, and a school or work note, all in about 20 minutes, without leaving your car. Stay ahead of sick days. Stop by Princeton Drug's drive-thru and get back to what matters.
Did you know every time you shop in our big deal store, you're not just grabbing a great bargain? You're supporting local businesses right here in our community? At WPKY, the Big Deals Program allows local businesses to trade gift certificates for advertising, helping them grow as they reach more customers. And don't we all want our business community to grow? Help our local business community thrive and save money, too. Shop Big Deals at WPKYonline.com and make a difference. Visit WPKYonline.com and click on Big Deals today.
Got a news tip, community event, info, or picture to share? Text us at 270-963-9038. 1580-103.3 WPKY.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
We are at McDonald's this morning for Saturday Morning Quarterback. Tiger coaches Aaron McClung, Jeff Riley, and Bradley Stallings with us on the show this morning. As we said, the Tigers off during fall break week, but Todd County Central will come to town next Thursday for a game. We'll have it for you here on WPKY, but try to get out to Tiger Stadium if you can. A light week for high school football games. I got to cover Henderson County and Christian County last night, Coach McClung. Henderson County won that one 67-29, but Christian County was close early in the game.
Yeah, I mean, Christian County, there's been some games where they've scored some points early, but they've had a very rough season and had to replace their coach. And, you know, those kids are going through a tough time with the consolidation coming. And you know, those kids that have stuck it out and kept playing, I have a lot of respect for them to keep with it. Because, like I said earlier, you know, football is very tough. It's a tough season, and you really have to persevere to get through those long years. And it's easy to quit, you know, when you're having a tough season. It's easy to just say, you know, to heck with this. I don't want to do it. But, you know, they're sticking with it, and their kids are still playing, and I have respect that.
One of our district teams was in action last night, Fort Campbell, but White Station out of Memphis defeated the Falcons 49-13. A couple of scores from the other district, Owensboro Catholic over Fort Knox 48-0. And on Thursday night, Hancock County beat McLean County 47-6. So, the district standings are starting to shape up just a little bit.
Yeah, I got a pretty good idea how they finish up, but it won't be finalized until we play these next two games. So hopefully we can take care of business and go 2-0 over these 2 weeks and get that second seed locked down. And I think the three seed in the other district will end up being McLean County, and the fourth seed will end up being Fort Knox.
Yeah. Owensboro Catholic has a win over Hancock County already, so mm-hmm. We're probably looking at Owensboro Catholic as the number one seed, Hancock County the number two seed. So basically, when you guys get together with Crittenden County, it's going to be to see who gets to host McLean and who gets to go to Hancock.
Yeah, it's going to be a really important game. You know, I know our kids really look forward to it. And, you know, even if we weren't district opponents, that'll be a big game. So we go over there. It's not an easy place to play. And, it's going to be a big night.
If you look at our district, the first district, Mayfield is probably going to be the number one seed. Our game at Crittenden County in 2 weeks will be for the number two and three seeds. And it could come down to that October 30th game, the makeup date between Trigg County and Fort Campbell, as who the last team into the playoffs is from our district.
Yeah, and I think I was talking to Coach Ezel, and they're expecting to get their quarterback back after this week. So, that'll be a really good game. And, be a really big game to be playing going into the first round of the playoffs, playing that Friday night, not knowing if you're going to play or not the next week.
With Todd County Central coming to town on Thursday, what do you know about the Rebels so far? I mean, I know you've seen them a little bit because they've played some teams we've played already.
Well, they don't throw the ball very much. They're a run-heavy team. They haven't had a lot of success this year. And their coach quit on them right before the beginning of the year. So they've had a guy step in and take over, Coach Cohen. And, you know, they really hit their backs against the wall, played a lot of very tough opponents. So. You know, but, you know, like I said before, they've got some kids that have gutted it out and stuck it out. So I expect, a group of kids that are tough and coming to play. And hopefully we'll have a good game, take care of business.
Jeff, we've talked about having a fall break week off, but I know you were busy last week because we hosted the district soccer tournaments.
Well, not just me. The whole high school administration was out covering. Coach Downs was covering gates, and Coach Kukihiko was there doing things, and Mr. Felker and Ms. Fuller, everybody was all hands on deck for district soccer. So it wasn't a completely off week anyway.
Well, and we get back to action with the local teams coming up next week. Volleyball is at home Tuesday against Crittenden County, and that's senior night for them.
Yeah, that'll be their senior night. They'll be kind of wrapping up Coach Oliver's first season, and that'll be kind of big. It's also a little bit of a rivalry. Crittenden County's volleyball has kind of been, you know, one of the top teams in the region the last couple of years. So I know that there's a lot of connections. The kids all know each other, so that's a pretty good rivalry too.
And I believe volleyball districts is coming up pretty quick.
Yeah, we host the volleyball districts on the 20th and 21st. So, you know, need a big showing for those girls to come out and play a little volleyball. So we got soccer and volleyball.
Yeah. Well, Camden McGregor is not with us this morning. He's slumming in Lexington today. He's going to Big Blue Madness a little bit later. But what's the big college football game on the schedule for you today?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Who's
the Red River Shootouts today?
Is that today? Yeah, Texas and Oklahoma.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
That'd be a good one. Who else plays?
Alabama goes to Missouri. So we'll find out if Missouri's for real or not.
Yeah. Oregon, Indiana. Find out if Indiana's got what it takes.
Ohio State and Illinois.
Yeah, there you go. I knew Ohio State.
I didn't know. Do they have a football team?
Yes. Well, I predict that Kentucky will not lose today in football. That's my prediction.
That's a bold prediction.
Cats are off today?
Yeah, they're off today. So
just all basketball all weekend and next into that.
Pretty much. I mean, it's probably good they had this weekend off because basketball's taking over. And I think Big Blue Madness is tonight, I believe.
Do you think that was orchestrated? Do you think somebody told somebody to make sure this was an open week? We're going to have Big Blue Madness. Without any distractions.
But it's going to be a big basketball season, I think, coming up for UK. So for our coach Mark Pope, it's going to be a big year, I think. I think you got to, you know, the leash wasn't too tight last year because he got the job late and he came in and got the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. I think that made most UK fans happy. But
better get to the Elite Eight this year.
At some point, Coach McClung, Sweet 16, is going to do it.
I just hope they beat the dog out of Ole Miss.
Oh, wow.
It's an early shot, man. He skipped right to the SEC schedule.
Well, it's just college sports, though, have changed so much. It's like we were talking earlier. You see these college kids now, and then they're going to end their college career having played for three or four different schools.
It'd be like on the back of a baseball card back in the day, all the teams that they played for in their 25-year career. These guys are going to have four teams in 4 years, it looks like.
Well, you know, you see the introductions on the NFL games where they have the players introduce themselves and give their college. Well, you know, 2 or 3 years from now, that's going to take 15 minutes because every player is going to have to name off, you know, the junior college they went to and then the 4 or 4 year schools they played at.
The path has definitely changed. The formula to get there has definitely changed a little bit. It's, I don't know, it's fun. I think there's a lot of parity in it. Surely they'll get it figured out so it'll be less chaotic here in the next few years. So maybe they can kind of get it under control and, you know, make it be a little more watchable, I guess. You can follow a kid without worrying about him jumping ship every couple of years. Maybe they'll just stay for 2 years and then switch something like that.
Well, and the NIL changed everything as far as college sports go.
Yeah, money changes everything. I know I was kind of a proponent of the kids getting paid a little bit because I think there was so much money being made and they were taking the risk. But I never dreamed it would be free agency with 50% of your roster every year. So hopefully they can get it figured out so that they can have something fair for the kids that are playing and taking the risk, and everybody can still get their piece of the pie and make some money, and it won't be so chaotic. But I tell you what, it does. It gives you a chance to turn around fast.
Yeah,
you can build a program fast and get people coming in fast, which is something before it'd take a coach 4 or 5 years to do that, but now you can do it one or two. Yeah. Yes, and
or
if it
go
yeah
the way.
For one person, if it goes one, if it goes winning fast, and go the other way fast too. So you have to be careful.
Well, the interesting thing though, from a recruiting standpoint, you're not, as a college recruiter, you're not out just recruiting high schools anymore. You're looking at all the other college teams.
Oh, and your own team. I've read more than one thing. The first thing college coaches do now is, during the season, they just start recruiting their own roster and start talking to kids about, hey, where you stand. And, you know, part of that stuff I think is good because, you know, it keeps – you have to stay on your toes as a coaching staff to keep your kids involved and interested, and they're not just roped in because they don't have any other options. But part of it's bad because, you know, people are jumping ship and there's not a lot of loyalty anymore, and some of the stuff you try to teach through the game isn't there as often. So they have to find a balance for sure, I think.
Well, as far as high school football goes, the Tigers have Todd County Central coming in Thursday. Then it's a trip to Crittenden County and then a trip to Murray. And Coach McClung, that'll be the end of the regular season. It's all coming down to a head here.
Yeah, and, you know, we're going to play these two big district games, and then we're going to end the season with them. I think Murray's undefeated.
Yeah, they've looked
really
good.
They're one of the top teams in 3A, so we're going to go down there on Halloween and play one of the top teams in 3A. And, you know, I think that'll be a good tune-up for us for the playoffs. And, you know, hopefully we'll go down there and play well and get our mind right as we head into the playoffs.
What would you like to see out of your team, though, this week against Todd County? Because you had the loss to Mayfield, and now you've had a week off. What would you like to see Thursday night?
I think I just want to see us come out and play hard and put that loss behind us. You know, I just like to see us come out and play a clean game offensively and defensively and just execute our what we are and what we can do. And, you know, if we do that, I think they'll have a very difficult time stopping us or scoring on us. And you know, just even though they may not be the best opponent we play this year, we need to treat them like that and then take care of business and so we can get on to next week.
Well, good luck to you guys next week. Appreciate you coming in and being on the show with us this morning. And, again, everybody, it's Thursday next week when Todd County Central comes out to Tiger Stadium.
Yep, that's it. Thanks, Todd.
Kiowa County coaches Aaron McClung, Jeff Riley, and Bradley Stallings with us on the show this morning from McDonald's here in Princeton. That's going to wrap us up on Saturday Morning Quarterback. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us this morning here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
You've been listening to the Saturday Morning Quarterback Show with your host, Todd Griffin. For high school sports news from across the area, go to YourSportsEdge.com.
WPKY Princeton.